As we continue discussing this din of Leisalin, the din of B'yoymei Titein Tzcharoi, the question that I saw the Paiskim discuss is, and it's very much connected to what we began discussing in our previous shiur, how do we look at this lav of Baal Talin? Do we look at the lav of Baal Talin as a din isser, or do we look at it as a din mumin? The question is, somebody owes a employee wages, and he only has enough money to be able to pay his employee his wage, or to buy a shofar, sukkah, dalaminim. What should he do first? So there's certainly no question that if he could fulfill the mitzvah with listening to the shofar of someone else, or sitting in someone else's sukkah, or using someone else's dalaminim with a matana manas lahachsir, that certainly should come before him paying his employee. The question that comes up is in a situation where he can't, where he doesn't have that ability. What should he do? So the Bi'ur Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Beis, Divrei Hamaskil Chabad, discusses Miyeshle Rak Matmos. If somebody only has not that much money, and his employee comes to collect salary, and the halacha is that you can collect salary on Friday until the Zman. The time for collecting salary on Friday is earlier than every day. And here, if he'll pay the salary, he won't have the ability to have Oynik Shabbos. What is the halacha? So the Mishnah Berurah clearly says that he should pay the salary versus taking care of, versus having the Oynik Shabbos. However, the Paiskim say that may not be a raya to all situations. Because by Oynik Shabbos, there is a concept of Asei Shabbat Chachol V'atitztaruch L'Brius. That a person, rather than collecting tzedakah, should have less of an Oynik Shabbos. So here too, maybe the mitzvah of B'yoymei Titein Tzcharoi takes precedence over his chiyuv of Oynik Shabbos. But in a situation where I have a mitzvah to fulfill, and if I'm going to pay the salary, I'm not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah, there maybe we don't have that halacha. And what's the svara? So there are two svaras. One svara is that a person is supposed to spend up to a 20th to fulfill a mitzvah. Here, if I pay the worker, so I'm going to be spending more than a 20th and at the price of being able to do a mitzvah, because I'm giving everything away. But that line of reasoning only applies if we say the obligation to pay an employee is a chiv of isure. It's a din, it's a mitzvah. So there's only that much I have to do to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, I don't have to lose a mitzvah, which who could evaluate the value of a mitzvah, of shofar, of dalminim, in order that I should be able to fulfill the mitzvah b'yoymei Titein Tzcharoi. But if we're going to say the obligation to pay an employee is a financial obligation, So it's not apples and apples. This is a mitzvah and this is a financial obligation. And therefore may not be the same situation. But then there's another argument. There's a concept of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh L'Zeh. Every Jew has to help another Jew fulfill a mitzvah. So if I, by paying my employee for his salary, by paying him, I won't be able to fulfill the various mitzvahs that we've identified, doesn't my employee have the obligation to help me fulfill the mitzvahs that I'm obligated to fulfill because of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh L'Zeh, and therefore he should forego his mitzvah, his salary, in order that I should be able to do the mitzvah. The Paiskim want to differentiate in deciding how to paskin this shaila various points. They say we should take in consideration two very important elements. One is how desperate is the employee for the salary. And if the employee is very desperate for the salary, then that should be taken into consideration. And the other consideration is that the mitzvah that I will or won't be able to fulfill is very much connect. The mitzvah that I will or won't be able to fulfill, is it a mitzvah that if I won't do it today, I could do it tomorrow? Or is it a mitzvah like shofar d'alaminim, that if I don't do it in the proper time, I won't have the opportunity to do again? The Gemara here, on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, also says the following din. And this is a din that people incorrectly apply to our world of paying workers. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Barav Huna, Hani Shuki Siroi, Loi Avri Mishum, Hani Shuki Siroi, Loi Avri Mishum Bal Tolan. There is no Issa about Tolan by Hani Shuki Siroi. What is the Shuki Siroi? So the way that we try to explain is there were people who worked for employers who only have cash available to them when the market day comes. And they know that, says the Gemara, may the Yodei, they, when they take their job, know that their employer will not be able to pay them until the day of the market. And the Yom with the Shuki Smichi, they're relying that they're only going to get paid then. And therefore, there is no Isra Bal Tolan. And here we have Rashi. The Rashi says that once they've agreed not to get paid at a specific time, so then even if the market day passes, once they agreed up front not to get paid by a certain time, they're never going to be over, the employer will never be over Bal Tolan. However, so the Paiskim want to suggest that Bizman Hazeh, employees don't get paid every day. They get paid on a payday. And since they get paid on a payday, there is no Bal Tolan because we wait for the day that they're going to get paid, which wasn't the day that they were owed the money. But I saw from Avozin Zitzal, the Shalos HaTshuvos Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Zayin Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and from Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and the Shalos HaTshuvos Tshuvos HaNhogis, Chelek Gimel Siman Tov Ayin Ois Aleph, that you can't compare the two situations. Because they explain as follows. They say that the Shuki Desiroi don't have an official payday. The employer is telling the employee that I am only going to pay you when I have money. So yes, typically we could assume that he's going to have money on the market day. It isn't necessarily the case that he's going to have money on the market day. But he's very possible going to have money on that day. However, in a situation where he's going, in a situation, so since there is no specific firm payday, Al-Gemara says there's no issa about, you're never over the issa about tolan. But in a situation where there is an official payday established, you have to pay on that payday. And if you don't pay on that payday, you're over the Isser Abal Tolan. Moreover, the Paiskim say, this goes back to what we discussed a moment ago, even though we had a discussion, if the mitzvah about, if one has a mitzvah to fulfill, does that supersede the obligation to pay his workers or not? So we said that the Mishnah Berurah clearly tells us that the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos doesn't supersede that mitzvah. Other mitzvahs do, perhaps under circumstances as we said, supersede. The Paiskim can say that the mitzvah tzedakah certainly doesn't supersede the mitzvah about Tolan. And therefore, even though somebody wants to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah, charity begins at home. And the first thing that a person's supposed to do is pay his employee, even if it means, even pay his employee, and even, the Paiskim say, if technically it's a situation where I'm not over about Tolan, let's say they explain it's a situation where, let's say they say it's a situation where the employee, I hired the employee through a shliach. And as we learn in the Gemara, we'll still speak about it in Mitzvah Shem, there is no din about Tolan when you hire a worker through a shliach. Still, that doesn't mean that you have a right to give tzedakah before you pay your workers. Which in general, it's interesting to discuss the shaila. The shaila is, why if you hire a worker through a shliach, is there no din about tolan? So before we go into discussing that halacha, it's important to point out that the Paiskim say that your wife is not considered a shliach. So if your wife hired a worker, you can't say, well, I have no issue of about tolan deraisa, because we say ishta kigufa. But now the question is even stronger. Just like there's a rule throughout Shas that we say ishta kigufay, there's also a rule throughout Shas that we say shlucha shel adam kamaisa. So if the halacha is shlucha shel adam kamaisa, why if I hire a worker through a shliach, is there no din about tolan? So the Tosfos Rit takes a very interesting approach. He says, a worker who's hired through a shliach never really has full confidence that he has the job and he's going to get paid. It's a chiddush. Many times I have a person owns a company with senior people who are working on his behalf. It's hard to say that a worker who's hired through that shliach doesn't expect to get paid in a timely fashion. Rav Nachum Zemba and the Rishash take a very interesting approach. They say, we have this concept often in Shas, that whenever we take a shliach, there's a concept, l'tikuni l'shata tichav loyla afsi. I hired the worker for my benefit, not for my detriment. I assigned the shliach for my benefit, not for my detriment. So if I'm going to end up not paying the worker on a timely basis, so I'll be over about tolan. If I'm going to be over about tolan, I don't want that the entire shliachus should have taken place. Because if the price of the shliachus is going to mean that I'm being over such serious avelis as we learn in Al-Gemara,
That isn't the price I wanted to pay to be over for the shlichus, and therefore the entire shlichus becomes nullified. Very interesting concept. But the Meshech Chachma takes a different approach. He says, the Torah HaKadosh says the words, Loi solon pulas socher itcha. Says the Meshech Chachma, what does the Torah mean? Socher itcha. Shesocharta ata be'atzmacha. Only the worker that you yourself hired, not a worker that was hired through a shliach. What's the Meshech Chachma saying? The Meshech Chachma is saying, indeed, it doesn't make sense that there should be a nafkamina if I hired the worker or my shliach hired the worker. But says the Meshech Chachma, what the Torah is teaching us is that batolin is not a din momen. Batolin is not to be looked at as a financial arrangement. Because indeed, if we're speaking about a financial arrangement, there ought not to be a difference if I hired the worker or if the worker was hired through a shliach. But the Meshech Chachma, I think, is teaching us, as we began this series of shiurim, that Baal Tolan is a din iser. And din iser, so they're a dinah. Just like how you're supposed to fulfill a mitzvah. The Torah gives us conditions how the mitzvah is supposed to be fulfilled. Here too, in order to fulfill the iser, you're only over the iser if you hire the worker, not if your shliach hired the worker, because it's an iser din, not a din moment.